Firing up the mics for a Monday edition of Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Bo Brock, Alex Clancy, give the podcast a follow on Twitter at Locked On AZ Cards, and also help support your local businesses, whether they're your corner stores, coffee spots, or your favorite shops. Local businesses have always been on your team, supporting you and your community. But right now, more than ever, local businesses need your support. So let's be there for them. The next time you go shopping, make the choice to shop at a local business. Look for the contactless symbol and tap to pay with the contactless Visa to help support your community, because where and how you shop matters. Visa, everywhere you want to be. And let me tell you this, Visa, your local businesses, they're never going to break your heart by throwing three interceptions against the Lions defense, Alex.
No, they're not, Bo. That's definitely the case, and it's not going to end up in a loss that stings more than the first two wins were awesome. Is that possible? I mean, we know that this was coming at some point, the crash back down to earth from the clouds on top of which we've been floating for the past couple of weeks. But this one is just a gut punch because the Cardinals did this to themselves.
You know, I think that's a debate that we absolutely need to have. Did the first two games where the wins, did they take you at a higher high than this is the lowest of the lows so far of the 2020 season? I think that that's a discussion that we absolutely need to have. But the Arizona Cardinals, they fall 26-23 to the Detroit Lions. Their unblemished season for 2020 is no longer. Let's get into it. As the Lions kicked a field goal as time expired to beat the Cardinals, but the loss, many would argue, is on second-year quarterback Kyler Murray. I'm Bo Brock with your Locked On Cardinals lead story, along with Alex Clancy, Matt Prater. He hit the 39-yarders, the clock hit zeros, and the Lions handed the Cardinals their first loss with that 26-23 win. Lions were able to turn two of Kyler Murray's three interceptions into 10 points in the contest. Detroit goes to 1-2 on the season. Murray, he threw for 270 yards, two scores, both to his 2019 draft classmate, Andy Isabella. Kyler also rushed for his fourth rushing score of the 22-20 campaign. But those turnovers, Alex, they proved to be the difference. DeAndre Hopkins in the setback, 10 catches, 137 yards. The Cardinals defense racked up four sacks of Matthew Stafford. Murray in the 2-1 Cardinals. They'll head to Charlotte next week, take on the 1-2 Panthers in week four. But let's start to break down this loss.
I mean, the worst losses to sustain are the ones where if you look at the stat sheet, this looked like most likely a Cardinals win.
Yeah.
And then you look down towards the turnover category and you see 3-0. And obviously that's the story. What got me was just, it seemed unstable. Like, I don't know if the Cardinals' head wasn't in the game or whatever, but it seemed like bad teams aren't efficient when it comes to, you know, giving up bad third down conversions, penalties at bad times. And the Cardinals' penalty numbers weren't terrible, but on the long drive that set up the touchdown early on in the fourth quarter, where the Detroit Lions were backed up against their own goal line, there was a bad third down conversion there. The Cardinals let up, and then another one with the defensive holding call, I believe, or pass interference call, that gave the Lions even more yardage on a third down. And those kind of things don't happen to good teams.
Agreed, but at the same token, I want to tell the story of this game. And when I look at the difference in the box score, and sure, you look, the Lions were limited to 4 of 12 again on third down, and the Cardinals defense continues to perform in getting themselves off the field in those situations. This loss is on the shoulder of Kyler Murray, and we didn't know that the first drive of the game was going to be the theme of the rest of the way out with the interception. He throws another bad pick in the first half. I mean, he could have very easily had four interceptions in this contest. The Arizona Cardinals, I don't think you could, if you're looking for one person that's solely responsible for this, it's Kyler Murray. Now, we can debate about, you know, Cliff Kingsbury maybe not calling and dialing up enough run plays. What was his play calling down the stretch? There was a pair of passes deep to Keyshawn Johnson, who was just re-implemented into this offense instead of trying to maybe move the chains. I just think that Kyler Murray, for whatever reason, I don't know if he got caught reading his press clippings before this one. He was the reason for this team and their downfall here in week three.
Well, it seemed like he was trying to win the game on every forced throw that he threw. And it was like the third and medium and the deep pass to Keyshawn Johnson that set up the last drive for the Lions when you had Andy Isabella underneath. Like, it, I don't know if he feels the pressure of having to do it himself because he sees the defense not doing him any favors, or this may just be a good defensive scheme set up by Matt Patricia. And, you know, I don't know what it is. I think we'll find out next week where Kyler is at between the ears,
man,
because this just would have been a bad game.
I won't accept that. I won't accept that Matt Patricia was able to out-scheme anybody. I mean, this is the guy that we pointed out all week is 7-7-1 with. I understand that they lost the game, but the credit does not go into the, you know, to Matt Patricia or the Detroit Lions here. Kyler Murray made bad throws in this contest. He had a bad day. I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback. I'm not saying the Cardinals are doomed going forward. I'm saying this loss right here is solely on number one's shoulders. And, you know, I don't know if that's just me being stubborn, but come on. I mean, when you look at the numbers, the difference in this contest were the three picks to a defense that didn't have any interceptions coming into this contest. And then, you know, the lack of the run game. I mean, we mentioned it. Cliff Kingsbury coach teams are 6-1, rushing over 150 yards. They just had barely over 100, and they really didn't consistently and within the flow of the offense run the football. I just think that the Cardinals, man, as much as I want to, you can look to give credit where it's due. And sure, Matthew Stafford pitched a perfect game, didn't throw any turnovers in his own right. But man, this was I thought that it was more Kyler Murray playing poorly than the Detroit Lions defense stepping up to the plate.
Jeff Okuda's interception was a good defensive play. Like, listen, I get it. I mean, obviously Kyler Murray played a bad game today. I mean, I get that, but all I'm saying is that I think it's a little bit of both and not just them being wide open passes that he's missed or overthrew. I mean, yeah, he tried to fit some passes into bad spots, and he did it a couple times, and it set the defense up for failure and short fields. I don't know if this is an exception to the rule because he's normally a headier player than what we saw today, or if there's a side of Kyler that we haven't seen yet where he's trying to overthrow the ball and force it into spots he shouldn't be doing it.
For more Cardinals news and information, make sure you're following Locked On Cardinals on Twitter at Locked On AZ Cards. And of course, subscribe to the podcast wherever you find your podcasts. If it's Google, subscribe on Google Podcasts. Coming up, let's get more into the loss. Is it on Kyler? Is it on Cliff? Or is it just the Detroit Lions were the better team on Sunday? We'll get into that conversation. Plus, we've got some bright spots, I think. There's still some, we're still seeing some good plays from this defense. It's all coming up. It's Clancy. It's Brock. It's Locked On Cardinals. It doesn't matter if you're a professional athlete, stay-at-home parent, or you spend 8 hours a day in an uncomfortable office chair. Everyone needs support to make it through the day. Luckily, our friends at CBDMD have an amazing duo that can help you relax, regroup, and recharge when life gets chaotic. CBD Freeze with Menthol is an award-winning product that offers instant cooling relief for muscles and joints in a convenient and easy-to-use roller or shareable squeeze tube. CBD Recover combines CBD with inflammation-fighting compounds like arnica and vitamin B6 to give the support you need when it matters and where it matters most. And to make it even easier to try this amazing duo of topicals and everything else CBDMD has to offer, they're offering our listeners 25% off your next order when you use the promo code LOCKEDONNFL at checkout. Once again, that's CBDMD.com, promo code LOCKEDONNFL for 25% off your purchase of a superior CBD oil products from CBDMD. The Cardinals fall to 2-1 on the season, 26-23 loss. The Detroit Lions' first win of the season. As we mentioned, they got their first three turnovers of the year. They picked off Kyler Murray three times. Definitely a bright spot in this contest, Alex, was Andy Isabella on one drive early in this contest. He makes three catches, including a trip to the end zone. Beautiful fade pass from Kyler Murray. He goes 4-for-47 with a second touchdown catch that he has later in this contest.
I mean, just think about what a little speedy receiver can do for this offense, you know, in the slot. And it's just good to see that he's got a pulse, and he showed pretty quickly that it's way more than that. The breadbasket pass and catch from Kyler over the shoulder was great. I mean, he looks like he understands the offense, and contrary to popular belief through the first season, he can catch a football. He did lead the nation in receiving at UMass his last season there. Yeah, so that is a bright spot. I wonder how much more integrated he'll be. I don't know if he going to be taking Larry Fitzgerald's targets away? I mean, it seemed like that was the case early on. Fitz wasn't targeted much in the game today. DeAndre Hopkins needs a number two, and there are open auditions for who the number two will be. We don't know who it's going to be yet, and Andy DiBella showed that he may be making a strong case to fill that role.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, especially if Christian Kirk gets healthier. He missed this game due to injury, but yeah, Fitz's stat line, Alex, 1 catch, 0 yards. As you mentioned, not a whole lot of targets, 3 targets in this contest. You had a guy in Keyshawn Johnson who had 7 targets, just 2 catches and 24 yards. We have tweets that we also want to get to from the fallout of this loss that we'll get into later in the show. But I just thought it was nice to see Andy Isabella step up and was one of the bright spots in this loss. And there was, like I said, the third down efficiency as far as the defense getting the Lions offense off the field once again there for the Cardinals defense. But how much of this setback do you put on Cliff Kingsbury's shoulders, Alex?
It's the running game has been an issue. And what you need to be able to do if you're going to win is when you have a lead or when you are close to it, you know, you're tied within a score, you have to be able to run the ball. And just over 100 yards, it's not going to get it done when Kyler Murray is one of the, like, Kenyon Drake was paid transition tag money. He was paid $8+ million. They want him to tote the rock. They want him to have over 100 all-purpose yards a game without even thinking about it. They want to be able to rely on that. And aside from a couple of nice runs that he had, you aren't really able to rely on it. I don't know, Bo, aside from Kyler's mistakes, the only 2 mistakes that I saw that Cliff Kingsbury made were silly ones that didn't need to happen. Having Chris Streveler on the field on 4th and 1, I saw that you didn't agree with this necessarily. When you have the ball, 4th and 1, you give the ball to your best player and you let him make a play. The Cardinals aren't in a situation where they're going to be 7-1, 6-1, 5-1 at this point and be like, you know what? We can open up the grab bag a little bit. And the other one was earlier in the game, it was 2nd and 9, I think, and they tried a little flip around reverse that didn't work painfully. They ended up having to punt. So aside from those couple, I wouldn't put all of this on Cliff. I just think that they need to figure out the game plan they want as a whole going forward and not just trying to open up this playbook as widely as possible.
The game plan is, especially on 4th and short, Chris Streveler, that package was 2 for 2 going into it, and then was Justin Murray, I think, jumped that knocked them out of trying to even go for that on 4th and 1. I mean, that's not on Cliff Kingsbury. I mean, it might be on him because his right tackle was undisciplined in that situation, but I don't have a problem with them running, you know, trick play, gadget plays when it's 4th and 1 and to keep the defense on its toes. You know what Kyler Murray is fully capable. I mean, the main, I guess, thing I would point to is why would you take Drew Brees ever off the field with the way he plays at the quarterback position, or I mean, previous to this season, in favor of Taysom Hill? Because it's just a different look that the defense just has to take into account, and you got a big player like Streveler. I think that you can have some fun with it. I'm not going to fault him for that just because, you know, they were on the wrong end of this one and it just didn't work out for him this time. So now they're 2 out of 3 for that package, I guess, working. It's still hitting on 66% of the time it's out there. I'm not going to be mad if K2 dials that back up.
It obviously revisionist history. It's easy for me to take the stance. Drew Brees doesn't have the skill set that Kyler Murray does. So it's not, you can't compare apples to apples there. If Kyler, you can run an off tackle for a quarterback with Kyler Murray that you can't do with Drew Brees. So it's not, I understand the point and I understand the package has worked, but you're taking a lot more snaps with your quarterback number one if you're a right tackle like Justin Murray than you would be with the gadget guy.
Drew Brees is the most accurate quarterback in the history of the game.
What'd you say?
He's the most accurate quarterback in the history of the NFL. You need 1 yard. You're going to take him off for a gadget quarterback that was undrafted, but you're going to say, oh no, Kyler Murray's got a bigger bag of tricks. I would take him in that situation over Drew Brees. I mean, I just disagree. I was using it as an example. And where a lot of coaches like to kind of give different looks to different defenses, that's the reason Streveler made your team. Where else are you going to use him? He's a big-bodied quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I could be incorrect in that.
I'm right. I know. You can just say it. I know. It hurts.
I'd rather say that I'm incorrect instead of saying you're right.
However you want to chop it up, my friend. Any other observations? Obviously, we're going to kind of, just dissect this thing throughout the week. But here's somebody pointed this out on social media, and I think you and I also picked up on it. There's no interceptions from the secondary. Now, there was like the bend don't break mentality from this defense, which was nice. And I thought the defense, my takeaway was I thought that they played well enough for the Cardinals to win this game, but we're still not seeing any turnovers.
And I mean, this is going to be a theme through this week when people talk about this game. Does Kyler see the defense not being great? So he takes it into his head like, hey, I have to do more, which is inevitably causing more mistakes than he would if he had a defense that he trusted.
How do you not trust the defense already? I mean, I think they've proven already through three games that they can
come against two really bad offenses. Really bad offense.
Yeah, I know, but the Cardinals went up against the decent, as you called, a big boy offense today. And unless you see it differently, I thought the defense played well enough and got enough stops and turned, potential touchdowns in the field goals to win this game. Do you disagree with that?
The defense disappeared in the fourth quarter when they needed third downs, bad penalties over and over again. They couldn't get off the field. And it put Kyler in a tougher spot than what they've been used to later in the game when they had a lead. This was the first close game where you really had to rely on the defense to get stops in the fourth quarter, and they didn't.
The Cardinals go punt on their final two offensive possessions, and the defense they surrender a field goal and then the game-winning field goal. Who's that on?
When the Lions are backed up to the 2 yard line and you have 3rd and 9 inside of their 20.
They got a field goal on 8-play, 19 yard drive. Who's that on? The defense
or
the. Yeah. I just think that the offense was the reason for this loss. A couple takeaways from the listeners, you guys out there on social media on the other side, and then our final thoughts here on a Monday edition of Locked On Cardinals on the 26-23 loss to the Lions. It's Clancy. It's Brock. After kind of getting a little tense in studio, let me tell you about something that's good. That's great. It's the best tasting protein bar ever, Alex. Would that maybe lighten your mood a little bit? A little Built Bar?
You make me feel better.
It's even more improved than before. Even more deliciouser, which you didn't think was possible. That's because they're adding 6 new flavors. Caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, apple almond crisp to go with the 12 OG flavors. The bar is covered in 100% chocolate, soft, easy to chew. Built Bars, they're also just as healthy as they are tasty. They're great for the health-conscious person. Lose, maintain weight while indulging in this delicious treat. The bars are low in calorie, low in sugar, but high in protein, high in fiber. They're great for the keto diet. I mean, right now, just go to BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code LOCKEDON, all one word. You'll get $10 off your next order. That's using the promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. Take a look at Twitter, at LockedOnAZCards is the Twitter handle to wrap things up. Jared says that he didn't have a real issue, Alex, with the Cliff Kingsbury, not the scheme. He thought that the Cardinals, as far as... this is what he said. This is what Jared told us. I really hate to say it, but the optimism is back to off-season levels for him. hopeful but not confident. Kyler lets his emotions get to him, just willing the ball down the field. Defense is okay, but as usual, we can't ball hawk at all. Where are the INTs? Michael says two deep balls to Johnson instead of getting the first downs was questionable. Becca says so embarrassing as far as the loss is concerned. Any takeaways from our friends on the social media, the Twitter sphere?
I mean, I agree with the Keyshawn Johnson stuff. Like, it's he's activated. He got some big-time targets today, not necessarily in volume, but when he was thrown the ball. And, you know, it's this is going to be a weeding out time, and they're going to find their tight-knit guys. And he went from Cliff – and correct me if I'm wrong here, Bo, but Cliff Kingsbury went a lot of four-receiver sets early last season too, and then slowly started to trickle down the percentage of four wide receiver sets he had on the field. I think Keyshawn Johnson, unless things change, may be the odd man out here. I know that he was playing because Christian Kirk was out, but if you can find a tight-knit group of Hopkins, Kirk, Isabella, and Fitz, and just run it that way, I think it'll be a lot better. And I was surprised about Keyshawn Johnson getting those two deep balls when they had other options a little bit shorter passing yards away from Kyler that he missed on.
Were you surprised that Kyler didn't run the ball as much as he did in the last couple games either?
I think that's, you know, I'm going to have to watch a film. Obviously, you know, this just happened yesterday. I'm going to have to watch a little bit more of the film, watch the game again to see if he just took what the defense was given to them. Maybe that was part of the defensive scheme by the Lions to just keep him behind the line of scrimmage. I'm surprised that they didn't try to force the issue. I know we had that one design run, but maybe force the issue and get him more involved in the run game from a play calling perspective. It was just a mess. And maybe, I mean, maybe Kyler was hesitant to do it as well. I don't know. I need to watch. I need to watch the more of the tape.
I mean, I think if we want to give credit to Patricia or this Lions defense, they did do a good job outside of the rushing touchdown that Murray had in this game, and it was just the one. But, you know, looking with our eyes forward and towards week four, you know, I think that Kyler Murray probably needs to be looking to move the chains instead of make the big play down the road here. You know, I think he might have thought that he could do too much, maybe had false sense of idea of what he was capable. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I just think that because when you, especially the Keyshawn Johnson, you know, looks that he got deep, wouldn't you? I mean, there was Andy Isabella underneath. It didn't seem like he was getting to the progressions as much as you would have liked to see from your starting quarterback. I don't know. I'm just trying to look at something that Kyler Murray can get better at, and we won't see the same result, you know, as quick as next week.
If they go next week into Carolina and lose, this is going to be a situation. You know, like now there's no real wiggle, because now with the two wins early on, there maybe have been some heightened expectations for this season when there weren't really initially. We targeted them as a, you know, 7-win team, 8-win team. And if they go into Carolina, who got their first win yesterday in over 300 days, I think that was the stat. If they go in there and lose, there's going to be some real pressure that we didn't think there would be through 4 weeks when the season started.
It's Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Make sure you're following Alex on Twitter at Clancy's Corner, following myself at Bob Brack, and following the podcast at Locked On EZ Cards. Cardinals 2-1, Carolina coming up next. Jets after that, still a favorable schedule, but now the opportunity to really stack wins before that Dallas game, before the Seahawks game. I mean, I guess to kind of wrap up this show, San Francisco gets the win over the Giants. Today, they go to 2-1. The Rams, they come roaring back against Buffalo, but they lose that one late, 35-32. And then you look as far as what Seattle and Dallas have. Seattle with just the come from behind, you know, final minute victory over the Cowboys, which was pretty shocking. But they win that one. It's going to be tough to keep pace in this division, and you can't. I think at the end of the late in this season, they're going to look back at this loss to the Lions, and they're going to say, man, that was really a bad loss.
Yeah, and hopefully it'll be, man, you know, they'd be in a playoff spot if it weren't for that loss, but now they're vying and not just, oh no, that was the beginning of something that we hadn't expected, taking a negative turn so early.
We can put the pin in the Kyler Murray MVP discussion. I think that's helpful, right? And I think we can just hand the trophy to Russell Wilson through the first couple of weeks. Man, 5 touchdowns yesterday. Insane. What's he have? 14 touchdown passes through 3 weeks? Oh, man. And that game's coming up in week 7. It's Locked On Cardinals. We got more Cardinals info, insight. Start to turn the page a little bit more. Dissection of the loss as well. Tomorrow, Alex is going to be leading the way. It's going to be another episode of Locked On Cardinals. Have a great rest of your Monday. We'll talk to you guys then.